"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You're just a white person. You're a white person. Get up. We don't like white people. Free Palestine!
Okay, wow. If you couldn't understand all the hubbub there, you had somebody pushing back, what about Hamas? Hamas hiding behind innocent people, et cetera, et cetera. The pro-Palestine protester, if you want to call them that, as opposed to pro-terrorist or whatever. You're just a white person, and we don't like white people. Okay.
And then starts chanting a slogan. That's
Free
pretty
Palestine.
Good display. Yeah.
There you go. Here's a little more from our college campuses.
Dozens were arrested Thursday at Emory University in Atlanta, including Martin Berg. The third-year law student who's expected to graduate in 3 weeks says their protest was peaceful until the police showed up.
Nothing was disrupted, and anyone saying that campus was disrupted doesn't understand what a campus is. A campus is a place for open expression and exchange of ideas, and that's exactly what folks were doing out there.
As it, was it at that university? I don't know, but a lot of the universities I've seen on television, that's not what is happening.
You're not allowed to camp on the quad. You're camping on the quad. Get out. Nice try, lawyer boy.
You're disrupting business. Came across this over the weekend, somebody explaining how this sort of thing happens. Protests, like many forms of group behavior, can be contagious. One way to understand how protest movements spread, as this is spreading across the country like wildfire, is the ovation model, which I'd never heard of before. A political science professor at UC Berkeley came up with this years ago, who studies how protest movements can affect politics, which would be an interesting thing to study. In a theater audience, if some people in the front stand up, then other people start to stand up, and it's a cascade through the auditorium. And he said That's what's happening with protesters. It's the ovation model. So Columbia stood up, and then the other people around who are kind of sympathetic to the idea of, I guess this was a pretty good play. I mean, I've had that happen many times where I've thought, are we standing? I mean, it was an all right concert. I mean, okay, I guess we're standing.
Right. Right. And then because once people start to stand, the act of sitting and applauding becomes an expression of disapproval in a way.
Right. You're exactly right. That's exactly what happens with the ovation thing. So everybody stands up for this. It was an okay performance, but if I stay sitting, I'm shouting, I thought it sucked.
No, you're just saying, I don't think standing is justified. I don't think a standing O is justified. You have become an activist.
Right.
That's
more interesting to me than the first part. Yeah, that is exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. If you don't go along with it, you're seen as against it.
Yeah.
Okay. So then this came out from whichever university over the weekend. You got this guy, Norm Finkelstein, who has given a speech to the protesters and explaining to them how you should go about things if you actually want to accomplish your goals. And it's important to know that the person that you're going to hear at the end, it's worth listening to this whole thing, what he says to them and then the reaction. The person you're going to hear at the end after he hands over the mic has got the Hamas mask around their face when they take over. Here's how it went.
One has to exercise, not in a conservative sense, but in a radical sense. One has to exercise in a moment like this, if for no other reason than for the people of Gaza, one has to exercise maximum responsibility. Maximum responsibility to get out of one's navel, to crawl out of one's ego, and to always keep in mind the question, what are we trying to accomplish at this particular moment? That's my view.
From the river to the sea!
My understanding was he was explaining to them why they shouldn't chant that.
Right.
Because that's calling for wiping out the Jews, and they should be more focused on protecting the people of Gaza, blah, blah, blah. And she says, yeah, F you, essentially.
Yeah. Well, he's given a speech on how to protest. What do you want to accomplish? And what are you saying that is going to accomplish those goals or is hurting your goals? Get out of your navel. Get away from your own ego and say things. What are you trying to accomplish? And then he gets applied applause. Thank you. Old white straight male. Thank you. Now hand the mic to the young radical in the Hamas mask. From the river to the sea. And everybody repeats it like, yeah, F you. We're going to call for an angry chick.
Yeah.
I thought that was really something. I was reminded of, I think during the Trump campaign, but anyway, Hillary Clinton at one point, when she was getting all kinds of protesters, and she said to him on stage, and I don't even remember what their issue was, her saying, what do you want to accomplish? What legislation would you suggest? That's how you accomplish things. And she just got killed for that by the radical young people. No, you just want to shout crazy stuff.
Right. Yeah. New York Times has a pretty interesting article about the growing rift between the different sides of this and the Democratic Party and how it's really emerging as an issue for them. Because as you pointed out many times, you had this bizarre coalition of nutty activists, all sorts of different causes and points of view, and they would never criticize each other because they were together in this left coalition that is the Democratic Party. But that's falling apart. I thought that was pretty interesting. New York Times was calling that out. But I really like this account from David Marcus, who's an interesting guy. I didn't really know about him. He's a tech, entrepreneur. He builds startups. He's a super smart guy, and he just likes to comment on things. He said, I went to UCLA this afternoon to talk to people peacefully. Few interesting takeaways. This is the protests, obviously. One, most of them openly say they support Hamas, a designated terrorist organization. Could stop there. But two, they say the 10/7 atrocities, rapes, murders did not happen. The official line is even the New York Times debunked that.
Right.
Which is utterly fictional.
Well, I think this is a glimpse into where we're all going to be the rest of our lives. I hate to call it fake news because then it gets attached to Trump, but fake news. I mean, misinformation. I hate to use that because it gets attached to Biden and Fauci, but news that is not accurate is what everybody looking for stuff to validate their thoughts is going to take in. And I don't know what we're going to do about that.
Yeah. Crumble, probably. Anyway, he goes on. The other thing you universally hear, 10/7 was justified. It was resistance. Point four, 100% of the people we spoke to had the exact same narrative and MO, trying to recenter the conversation to 1948 without knowing any of the details when they were challenged, which is what I was going to say in the wake of the Finkelstein clip there, the young, angry woman just chanting the slogans. That's usually all they have, is a handful of slogans and revolutionary, you know, rationales, but no fact. Moving along, five, they have their own security and control access to their encampment. Six, we remained very calm, but they got really aggressive and angry, which is not surprising. There's something about the feisty protester that if you, in the calmest tone of voice, say, I'm a little confused on this point, they immediately get angry. Let's see. 7, when you approach people who are clearly junior to others, handlers show up very quickly to take over.
Mm.
Point 8, since many of them are truly ignorant about historical and present facts, when they know they're going to embarrass themselves, they all say, read our 5 demands to divest, and now I'm going to stop talking to you. So it was more organized and orchestrated than I expected. Very sad to see so many young people in a higher education setting being manipulated and brainwashed and totally devoid of critical thinking.
Yeah, I don't know if you need to go beyond the news they take in, wherever they're getting it, TikTok or Instagram or wherever they're getting it. They don't believe October 7th is what it was. Well, okay, well, obviously you would see this whole thing completely different if what you think happened that day is different than what I know happened that day.
And it's difficult to go from there.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, that starting point, that's where the rubber meets the road of divergence. That's where the fork in the road is. And I don't know how we're going to deal with this going forward on every issue. I really don't. Crumble, you might be right. The media likes to mock the crowd that believes a whole bunch of the things that actually have been debunked about the stolen election. Certain things with Venezuelan voting machine stuff like that have been just that didn't pan out. They weren't even presented in court after making, you know, I won't get into that. But the media likes to mock people that still believe that. But you're giving a pass to all of these college students that believe these atrocities didn't happen on October 7th. This is a serious problem we're going to have. And I don't know what the way out is.
I don't either, honestly. I'm not optimistic, which is kind of sickening. One thing about the New York Times article I mentioned, one quote rather, let's see. So they're quoting Representative Greg Cassar of Texas, how the Democrats are trying to figure out where to be on this. And he went to Texas to show solidarity with the demonstrators. And he says, so often history ends up vindicating those who call for peace early. He goes on, but asked about instances in which demonstrators around the country have used anti-Semitic language, Mr. Cassar replied, those people suck. They're not part of a peace movement. Anybody that's motivated by hatred, they're not peaceful. And then one other Democratic activist, is Jared Moskowitz, Florida Democrat. He finally said out loud, where's the quote? There you go. Some on the left who rightfully criticized anti-Semitic chants from, quote, white Aryan looking men with tiki torches in Charlottesville in 2017 seemed reluctant to denounce threatening speech when it came from liberal leaning Americans. Quote, I don't see the same level of outrage. It's politically inconvenient now.
You know, I hate pacifists. I hate them. You're stupid. If you're a pacifist, you're stupid.
Oh my.
I didn't used to feel that way, but I feel that way now. It doesn't make any sense. Calls for peace. Often the calls for peace go unrecognized until blah, blah, blah. Calls for peace. So Israel is supposed to allow Hamas to continue to exist while the leaders of Hamas continue to say there'll be many more October 7ths.
Unless you just think that's a bargaining position, but that's a ridiculous point of view. Yeah.
The pacifist position is regularly letting the evil side get a breather or win. It makes no sense. It's an easy, comfortable place to be. I don't think anybody should hurt anybody. It's very easy to seem like a good person, but it's regularly just intellectually this is just stupid or intellectually dishonest because it's no solution.
You need to lead a peaceful protest against pacifism.
I think we need to throw bricks at pacifists.
Oh, my God. That is irony. That's humor. That's parody. Friends.
Exactly. It's the old switcheroo.
No bricks will be hurled.
And we got to take a break. But I was looking at these headlines, and I don't understand why the adults don't take over. UNC students camped out saying, we will not be leaving. Okay, I guess that's up to
you. You will not be graduating either. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Or Penn encampment continues as protesters defy university orders. Kick them out of school. Just kick them out of school. It's so easy to take care of.
No. The high-dollar customers, and they're not students, they're customers. They're always right. That's what the cowardly, non-teaching administrators believe.
Well, the governor of South Dakota is not going to be the vice president because she shot her dog and bragged about it.
Wait, what?
And you can text us anytime, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to luckylandslots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The high-speed rail link will connect Vegas with existing train services in the eastern suburbs of Los Angeles. The developer says it will take about 2 hours to go each way. The all-new electric train will zip along at 186 miles per hour. This $12 billion high-speed system is expected to create 35,000 jobs. The goal is to start running trains by 2028 when the Summer Olympics return to Los Angeles.
Man, that is going to be one drunk train ride on the way to L.A. and then quiet and shame-faced on the way back, like all flights are to and from Las Vegas, I should say. Interesting. And do we have a timetable on this? I don't have the written version in front of me, but unlike the fanciful, idiotic, enormous ripoff slash, you know, government spending boondoggle that the California bullet train is, I think this thing will actually happen because there's profit in it. Somebody could inform Mr. Armstrong that we're back on the air and have been for some time. Welcome.
I just walked back in the room. What is happening?
We were just talking about the train from L.A. to Las Vegas.
The high-speed train. And yeah. What struck me on the CBS report last night is they didn't mention that California has spent $100 billion on a high-speed train already that doesn't exist. You're just going to ignore that and talk about this great high-speed train, which I'm sure will happen because it makes sense. And you can see it actually being of use to people and people wanting to ride it, as opposed to the one that goes from Bakersfield to wherever.
Merced. Well, almost Merced. You've got to get a cab into Merced, California. It's ridiculous.
Anyway, yeah. I can see tons of people using that. 2-hour trip from Vegas to L.A. back and forth. And you don't have to get to the airport an hour early and, you know, get off plane and everything. So it'll be about the same amount of time. Yeah, I can see that being hugely success. Came across this in the New York Times over the weekend. I thought it was some of the funniest fake news I've ever seen in my life from a researcher. I have a feeling you're going to push back against this. I don't know. I don't actually know. But this woman says she's done the research. She's a historian of science at the University of Pennsylvania, confronting the conventional wisdom about the importance of posture. She is reexamining all the data over the last century or so and says the posture panic of the earlier 20th century is not based in anything, and it's just fake news.
I'm curious. I mean, how bad can my posture be?
It kind of got started in like Victorian England and then transferred to the United States. And it just kind of became an elitist thing about sitting up straight and standing up straight. But there's no like real data or science around it at all about it really being important. And it was just kind of became a like a stratification culture class thing. But there's no according to her, there's no real data about posture.
Well, indeed, I'm not going to push back. I'm just curious. You've misunderstood me. In your defense, I'm very complicated. But I mean, intuitively, you'd think humans pretty much sit the way we're supposed to sit. We walk the way we're designed to walk. When we lie down, we lie down the way we're supposed to lie down.
It's kind of funny if you think back. Think that like some at some point cavemen were just sitting up and straight and standing up straight, and we
lost. I say, Og, pass me a leg of antelope, would you please? Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
I mean, it was disturbing. I mean, it was kind of sociopathic. Just reading the account of it, I have to ask, like, what editor allowed that to be printed? One, I can't imagine Donald Trump allowing Kristi Noem on the ticket after showing that she murders puppies. I mean, we remember the hell that Mitt Romney got for just putting his dogs on the roof. Now Kristi Noem is taking him out back and murdering puppies. I just don't think that's a good vice presidential nominee.
Yeah, if you didn't follow this story over the weekend, you might be wondering, what the hell are they talking about? So we'll just bring you up to speed on that enough so that you have knowledge on that. Do want to tease that I missed the headlines out of the CNN poll that just came out. The headline that's getting all the attention is Trump's up by 6 or 7 or whatever it is. There's more interesting stuff than that in there, so we'll get to that in a little bit, which factors into this. So this Kristi Noem woman, hot female governor of South Dakota, and I mention hot in this context because Trump's way more likely to pick her if she's hot. Come on, you're going to tell me I'm...
Please look at his lawyers.
Yeah, you're going to tell me I'm wrong about that. She is on the short list in some people's eyes. I don't know if I think that's true, but she also had an affair with Corey Lewandowski, didn't that right? That hasn't...
Yeah, and then the whole endorsing...
Alleged. Hansen says alleged. Hansen's from South Dakota, so he has inside knowledge. Alleged.
Oh, or he's biased. You're biased. plus, there's that whole weird, like, endorsing a Texas teeth straightening practice thing.
All right, she's doing endorsements.
Too much wackiness.
Like a radio host.
Right. But literally murdering puppies? What?
Okay, so here's the deal on this. And I'll go with the Washington Post version, although every version was similar.
Oh.
Democrats' political figures dogpile onto Trump VP hopeful after story of animal killings. The outpouring of animal love from political social media is all in response to South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who is believed to be in the running to be Donald Trump's running mate, as we said, admitting in her forthcoming book that she killed a family dog and goat in a gravel pit with a gun on the same day. According to an excerpt of the book obtained by The Guardian in advance of its publication next month, and this is classic, I want to be president or vice president stuff, you put out a book.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say putting in the book that you shot your dog is classic. Putting out a book is classic. And then it gives you a reason to go on all these different shows. And I think she was hoping she was going to be the vice presidential running mate. Noem, a farmer and rancher, said she shot and killed their 14-month-old wire hair pointer, Cricket, because she was untrainable and aggressive. Noem described how Cricket was overexcited on a hunt and wrote that she attacked another family's chickens like a trained assassin. The governor also said that Cricket had tried to bite her during the incident. After killing,
speaking as a guy whose dog killed chickens, they don't attack them like a trained assassin. They attack them like a dog.
Well,
I'm sure the hyperbole is necessary.
But... Well, I'm going to stand up for the governor here in a second, so I'll save that. But after killing Cricket, Noem wrote that she then decided to kill a family goat that was nasty and mean, which loved to chase Noem's children. I saw, so there's outrage over this all across America, and fine, if you're outraged, you're outraged. I saw a post on social media in which somebody responded by saying, look, I'm a rancher, and she says this is normal country behavior. It's not. Well, I'm here to tell you, it is. I've known so many people with rural lifestyles that have shot their dogs or goats or whatever that was a dangerous animal or killing other animals or whatever. I can't even tell you how often it happens. Whether you think it's a good idea or not, that's completely up to you. But it is not like psychopathic, who could possibly do this? It happens all the time in rural areas. I'm just telling you, it's a common thing that happens.
Well, and not to pile on the poor dead dog, but it attacked a family member too, didn't it? Or bit somebody?
No, it bit her.
Yeah, yeah.
I do know that when I went to the pound and got a dog one time, they did this test. This was in California years ago. I don't know if they still do it, but they did this test where they put the dog on its back, and if the dog acted a certain way, it went to the death chamber. If it acted a different way, it could be adopted out. It was just a test to see if this has a certain aggressive nature or whatever. Maybe you hate that. I don't know. I realize the urban view of dogs is no matter what your dog is like, you've got to dedicate the rest of your life to figuring out how to live with it. Train it, adjust its behavior, work around its behavior or whatever. Fine.
Or ignore it and tolerate it.
Yeah. Fine. Do that if you want. I mean, go ahead. I don't care. But that doesn't happen on like country farms a lot where your dog is going to murder your baby goat or all your chickens or eat your cat or bite your kid or whatever. They dispatch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also say that I've had dog situations where this dog has got to go because it is not a safe dog to be around. And you, at least in California, you can't get rid of it. There's no other way. I've taken a dog like that to the shelter and they wouldn't take it.
Wow.
I've had this personal experience.
It wasn't adoptable?
They just wouldn't take it. Yeah, exactly, because it wasn't adoptable.
Yeah.
Maybe if you said, and then I thought that I should have said, I found this dog on a country road or something like that. Maybe they'd take it then. But if I said it's aggressive, no, we can't take an aggressive dog. Well, what am I supposed to do with it? I don't know, but we can't take it. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, look, first of all, we need to label this segment of the podcast, Jack Condones Killing Puppies. Secondly, I think you have a real urban divorced from realities, including death and the way animals are, view of things versus a rural view.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if I'm the editor or Kristi Noem's campaign advisor, I'd be thinking, I would say to her, look, you've made so many courageous decisions in your life. Let's leave out shooting the dog.
Well,
I don't think this is going to play.
I took in a fair amount of commentary over this weekend when this broke, and not one person said what you just said or I just said. Not one even got close to it. It was unanimous. She's a psychopath. That's the worst thing I've ever heard. So, universally. So I just want to say that. I'm expecting tons of hate over our comments. And then what you said is 100% right. How does she think that in any way whatsoever helps her? in her book.
You got to read The Room. The Room is America.
The Room is America, and it's mostly suburban and
urban. Sure.
And do you think you need to put that in there to curry favor with anybody? I mean, is there any positive to it? It's at best, with some people, a break even, where they might say, yeah, I've had to do that too. It's unfortunate, but you had to do it. At best. I mean, it's not going to get you any votes.
Right. All downside.
I just can't. If I'm Trump, that's what I take away. Your judgment is awful. You're not going to be on the ticket.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
The takeaway is
Sarah Palin Jr. is off the list.
Yeah, my takeaway wouldn't be she's a dog murderer. My takeaway would be she's got no political compass.
Yeah, I would agree. She's not ready for the big time, not even close. So anyway, thanks for coming, Christy.
But that's
nice teeth. Really nice.
She, in my mind, is in the works out too much category. And she works out too much. She's too veiny and swole. You overdid it. That's just my opinion.
Wow. This is misogyny. Much. This is sexism. Criticizing a woman for being fit.
Guys can do it too.
Lord.
Guys can do it too. You go too far. Now you look weird.
Wow. Sexist radio host condones killing dogs before bizarre attack on fit women. That's my headline.
Wow. The new CNN poll has got Biden behind Trump by the biggest margin in a major national poll thus far. Might be an outlier. It's an outlier from previous week's polls, but maybe it's a new trend. I don't know. Anyway, it's, 7 points? But so the numbers behind the numbers I want to hit real quick that I didn't see till now. This just came out today. Biden's approval rating on the economy, 34%. On inflation, 29%. Can you get a... Boy, Colin Jost... Saturday night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, had a number of jokes going both direction, and the crowd would get really uncomfortable with these, but both direction, where he would say, and yet it's tied. He would say something about Trump that was just outlandish, that is true, and he'd say, And yet the election is tied, and the crowd would get really uncomfortable. But then he'd say something about, he'd say something about Biden also. Biden is blah, 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 blah. And yet the election is tied. It is interesting both ways that, you can have the faults both of them bring to the table, yet it's a tie.
It's like watching a foot race between a 90-year-old and some dude who weighs 500 pounds. And yet they're tied.
We can't possibly win a race. He weighs 500 pounds.
Yet his opponent is 90.
So Biden, because you would, in a normal situation, no flipping way you get reelected with a 34% approval on the economy and 20% on inflation when it's the number one issue. I mean, it's just not even a question. A broad majority.
Hell, I would say with those numbers, running the incumbent is political malpractice. You got to yank him. You got to get rid of him.
What percentage of Americans think the economic conditions are poor? 70% is the overall number. 70. You don't get reelected with that number. You just don't.
And yet they're tied.
I thought that was Colin Jost's best work on that stuff, which pleased no one. But it's damned interesting commentary. 61% say Biden's presidency has thus far been a failure. 61% of Americans say his presidency has been a failure. One more time. And yet.
They're tied. Oh, boy. But breaking news. Nikki Haley's admitted to strangling her cat. I guess she's probably off the list, too.
Oh, dang it. That's yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Is that true? Yeah, I guess it's true. DeSantis flushed a hamster down the toilet. So.
Wow.
He's probably out of the running.
Read the room. Put that in his official autobiography. I know I can make tough decisions when the chips are down. Like when my kids got tired of their hamster, I said, well, give it to me then. And down it went.
Oh, boy. This is breaking news. Carrie Lake, who's still hoping to be on the vice president's list, just tweeted this out. A picture of her holding your cute little pug. Everyone with sushi with wish sushi. Boy, that's a tongue twister. Everyone wish sushi. Okay. That's the name of her pug. Everyone wish Sushi a happy birthday. She's brought our family so much joy and tons of laughs. Jeff and I are so busy on the campaign trail, sometimes I wish we could just bring our pug along. Clearly.
Oh, please.
A transparent effort.
Oh.
To say, I don't shoot my dog, I hug it and wish I brought it on the campaign trail.
Oh, my God. How obvious can you... That's just so cloyingly desperate.
Oh, my God. And that's going to be what gets you on the ticket or not?
Every time I think our politics is as stupid as it could conceivably be, I'm impressed anew.
The one other number I wanted to jam in, when they do the five-way race, which they should do more often because it's not going to be Trump versus Biden in any state. There will always be Cornel West, a Green Party candidate, maybe RFK Jr., whoever. But in the five-way race, Trump leaps out to a 9-point advantage over Biden. If you include all those other candidates, they're not all going to be on in all states. But if you're wondering who it takes most from, it would appear that they mostly take from Biden. We got a lot more on the way. You can text any stuff about the dog stuff. 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Behaviors can be modified. Look, we see that with the current president's dogs. He had some, you know, German shepherds there that probably weren't so best suited to be around a lot of people in the White House. And so those dogs weren't taken out back and shot. They were taken and put on a farm or given to somebody else who might be able to retrain them, right? There's lots of things you can do. Now, you know, an old sick horse or a goat that's knocking your kids over, super mean, biting your kids, knocking, it's something different. Puppies, like, look, Sarah McLachlan is out for Christy Nome right now. That's all I got to tell you.
All right. It's a 14-month-old dog. I suppose it's still a puppy, but it's full size. And if it's aggressive, so your options are, it's always, well, you could train it. Okay. Maybe you could dedicate a tremendous amount of time to training it and altering your behavior. Mm-hmm. Maybe not, though. It might not be alterable behavior. And then give it to someone else who wants to take an aggressive dog.
Right. You give it to somebody with a farm upstate where it will be shot.
Right, if it's aggressive or eats the cats or bites anybody. Yeah, I don't know. Just saw Tim Scott had a pony as a kid that they...
Okay. Oh, no, don't go there. Do not go there.
If you glue anything today, think of Tim Scott's pony. That's all I'm saying. Somebody said, I heard it explained that the governor included the dog story to show she could make tough decisions, even if they're difficult and unpopular. Use a better example. Talk about the time as governor you dealt with college protesters and decided to something or other, or striking workers or something. Don't go with the, I shot my 14-month-old dog in a gravel pit as your story.
It wouldn't obey.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and I'm grossly oversimplifying this situation, but yeah, that's just it doesn't play. I understand the intent. It was just a terrible idea.
So this is sort of breaking news. Columbia administrators have announced that the college students have till this afternoon at 2 o'clock to get out of there or they will be suspended. I don't know why they don't just go with booted out. I guess that would be too tough. I don't know.
I'm telling you, the dynamic old people like ourselves don't get is that the students, the so-called students, are high-dollar customers at an exclusive resort. You have to think of them like that.
So they actually suspended that kid, or did they actually kick him out? That was one of the leaders that we played on Friday, talking about, you're all lucky I'm not murdering Jews yet, which was a heck of a thing to say. But he only got kicked out after that became a national story and it got so much attention. They knew who he was there at Columbia because they'd been posting that stuff for a long time. Play a little bit more of him, this Kamani James kid. Clip, just play 46 and 47 back to back there, Michael.
Zionists, they don't deserve to live comfortably, let alone Zionists don't deserve to live. The same way we're very comfortable accepting that Nazis don't deserve to live, fascists don't deserve to live, racists don't deserve to live, Zionists, they shouldn't live in this world.
The political left's willingness to kill people for not going along is, I think it's underappreciated. And I think part of the reason this guy hasn't gotten more attention or more condemnation is he's a black guy in some sort of gender confused, you know, troubled person. So he's non-gender conforming or something or other.
Him and his ilk.
And you can't be attacking a person like that.
Him and his ilk who are setting up safe spaces with rooms with crayons and puppies to help you calm down when you took your SATs are calling for the deaths of various people.
Yeah, these people are completely unstable. They're illogical. They're mentally troubled.
How did he become a leader, though? He's one of the leaders, if not the leader, that got this protest thing in Columbia started. He sounds like an idiot, for one thing.
Yeah, he does. He's not even good at the English language. I think it's the same reason Claudine Gay became the president of Harvard University. He was the most militant of the militants. He took the lead.
Ah, which often happens in revolutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was, you know, nobody could out-militant him, and so he led the chance.
Wow. It'll be interesting to see if Columbia follows through on their threat to suspend these kids. I don't know why you just wouldn't threaten them with kicking them out, expulsion, as opposed to suspension.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.